Welcome to Discover Indie Film. I'm your host, Jeff Howard, and I'm very happy today to be talking to Matthew Domenico. Hey, Matthew.
Hey.
All right, so we are on Zoom. So a little technical disclaimer at the top. If the sound quality isn't great, I think we're actually pretty good at not talking over each other, but you know, Zoom has a slight delay. So sometimes someone thinks there's a pause and they speak and it turns out you're talking over each other. Trust me, we're not talking over each other, but sometimes these recordings have odd gaps and stuff. So anyway, we're on Zoom. Don't get mad at us. And we are here not to talk about Matthew's work, although I'm about to describe it briefly in my intro. Matthew is an actor, writer, producer, and I first met him at Film Invasion Los Angeles in 2022, where your pilot screenplay was an official selection, and it was called Nut to Butt. And Matthew Domenico and Catherine Connor Duff co-wrote that one. And then you showed up 6 months later at the other festival that I programmed, the Sherman Oaks Film Festival, with your screenplay, Contact 360. And then, you know, I sent out emails to people asking for films and indie films. And you sent me a link to one that is called If I Were to Speak of War. And it is just a fucking great film. That you co-wrote and that you appear in and that you basically produced. So I'm proud to say that If I Were to Speak of War is going to be in the Discover Indie Film TV series on Amazon Prime Video. So please, people, go to Prime Video on a nice big TV. Don't watch cinema on your phone unless you're of that age and you just have to. But open up the Prime Video app on a nice big TV and type in Discover Indie Film. It auto-completes pretty early because apparently it's still, for now, it's still a unique title. I think it tends to auto-complete around the IND. And enjoy, there's probably 8 seasons of every episode is 10 episodes, 20, 25, sometimes even 30 short films from the indie festival circuit. They're all great and they're all made for the right reasons. Just like Matthew's film was made for all the right reasons. And like you said in the last podcast, with a $500 budget, you made something that speaks the truth and tells a story that resonates. So, God, I love indie film. So obviously that's why we got a podcast called Discover Indie Film and a TV series that was born out of it called Discover Indie Film. And now we're going to talk about other films because Matthew's going to answer the Discover Indie Film 4 questions, which are: name 3 favorite films, name a film you think is underrated, name a film you feel is overrated, and name a lesser-known film that people should seek out. And now comes the great part where I just shut the fuck up and let you give me your list. So you want to start with some favorites?
Yeah, sure. So my 3 favorite films are going to have to be Amacord, anything Wes Anderson has done, and then I'm going to end it at Rambo, but I'm gonna throw in something with Rambo, that they were really trying to make that movie into an art film. What you need to do is when you watch that movie is understand that Rambo, when he's in the forest, it represents the jungle. When he's in the city, it's supposed to represent Saigon. And in the book, Rambo actually does not survive. Sylvester Stallone could not end it like that. To him, it was so depressing. So the movie was supposed to represent that our country was not ready for Vietnam veterans coming back because of all of the things that they were facing. So in fact, it was supposed to be an art film about Vietnam veterans. Basically, there was no point of them even existing when they got back. So having that little bit of knowledge in the back of your head, you know, squint your eyes and tilt your head, and I think you'll see it.
You're talking Rambo First Blood. You're talking the First
Blood. Yeah, the first one, not the other action movie.
Which I guess they retroactively added Rambo to it because the sequel was Rambo 2. But the first film was just First Blood. And that's an amazing film. And what was the first one you named?
Amacord, done by Fellini.
Amacord, excellent. Fellini. I'm actually Fellini. I am just a novice. I don't know. But there you go. Nice balance. And love the Wes Anderson stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a huge New Wave fan. I love anything New Wave. So you're going to talk about, you know, Fellini, Godard. I mean, just like all of those filmmakers coming out. Like even, I think it's Claudia 5-7. I always butcher the name of that title at the very beginning, but 5 to 7 at least. Like all of those filmmakers coming out were just, even today, they still stand how incredible they are with their creativity. So I always go back to that place, and I love looking at it and just finding inspiration from it.
That's excellent. All right. Well, the second question is a film you feel is underrated.
Sure. So a film that I feel is underrated is going to have to be The Last Full Measure. It does have its problems in script placement. Anybody that is part of the industry will see it when they watch it. There is some script placement, and also the hero's journey is a little convoluted, but there are some standalone scenes in it that are incredibly important to the veteran community. I know the first time I saw it, I stopped counting at 18. That's how many times I cried watching it. It was just, it's an incredibly powerful film about veterans coming home. You know, Gold Star families are the most sacred thing that we have, and right above that is the fallen. So you really understand what Memorial Day is watching that kind of movie, even though it's not set around Memorial Day. It's an incredibly powerful movie, and you have a lot of old powerhouse actors that are in it that came out of retirement. So yeah, it's a good film.
Excellent. I haven't seen it, so thank you for the recommendation.
Absolutely.
All right, so now question number 3. You can take a pass if you want to, because I know you said something in the interview podcast before this one. You did mention that, like, you know, even all film is art and all film should be respected. But I just add that when I say name a film that's overrated, you could love it. And you could say, this is a great film, but I feel that it got, you know, awards it didn't deserve, or it got held. You know, for me, it's often like, I love the Coen brothers. And sometimes their films, I think, are the most amazing, get ignored by critics, and the films that are less amazing win Oscars. And I'm like, man, so that's my pitch to mean overrated isn't just shitting on something.
Absolutely. But I'll go for it. What is it? Marvel films, all of them.
The whole shebang.
The whole shebang. And I have a reason for it. So we were talking about it, like, you know, the global war on terror being a giant backdrop for our lives, and for some people they were born while that was happening for their entire existence. And you know, the global war on terror is such a complicated war. There are left turns, right turns, a lot of people don't make sense of it, but then you watch a movie that a franchise that is very mirroring of our own world. There is political corruption, there is corporate corruption, there are bad guys, you know, doing bad things to innocent people. I think it's Iron Man 1 is almost literally like the fall of Kabul, where, you know, the government is watching this Middle Eastern village being destroyed by terrorists. And for some reason, you know, the military can't get involved, it's red tape, and the drones are watching, and they're like, oh my God, it's literally about to just like turn into like a full on terror, boom, stops. Iron Man shows up. And I really think one of the reasons why those movies were incredibly popular is because people couldn't understand how the world was going on around them. It was so complicated. It was easier to go into a place for escapism to watch those movies. And then you came out, in my opinion, more depressed, because you're like, where's my Iron Man? Where's my Spider-Man? Where's my Superman that's going to save the world right now? Because it is so chaotic.
Yeah. The idea. So, and is it all superhero films, or specifically Marvel you want to call out?
Yeah. Just the ones that were happening during the war.
Because I got to admit, I mean, there's times I enjoy them, but when you really sit down and think about it, just the concept of the idea of a superhuman rescuer is there can be great storytelling, you know, the greatest story ever told and whatnot. But the truth is, there's no higher form of bullshit than the idea that society's problems will be saved by a being or a human being given powers by a gemstone, and all of a sudden they can fix the world for us. We don't have to do the hard work of actually combining as a society and as humanity and improving the way we live. There'll just be a hero to do it for us. I mean, that's probably the most unhealthy thing I could think of.
Oh yeah. No, if anything, I will take Terminator hands down any day of the week, because who destroys the Terminator at the end of the film? Sarah Connor, mankind. People destroyed the bad thing, or the villain, whatever it may be. She didn't have superpowers. She didn't have anything. She was just a person not willing to give up. And those are the kinds of movies that I think are actually incredibly important to make. Not, I got bit by some special radioactive bug, or I fell in a vat of whatever, or, I'm actually not my parents' child. I'm actually an orphan from the planet of whatever. And then like, it goes on and on and on. Yeah, I completely agree with you. I wrote a whole paper about this in college.
I love, well, that sounds like a good paper. Excellent.
I got an A minus.
Excellent. All right. Well, the last question is a lesser known film that people should seek out.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. Like, for whatever reason, I don't get what's going on with some people being so pushback with Darren Aronofsky. Like I meet people every now and then. Like, he's got his rabid following, but then some people just really push back on it to the point where it's like, I don't know if you're like reading into critics, because like Mother is the one for me that I think people should seek out and see, because so many people have tried to do what he's done in the past by putting the entire Bible metaphorically into one film, creating a storyline about it, and then also talking about how people using religious text have destroyed the world, or are destroying the world. I mean, it's like to me, when I first saw it, like when I watch a movie that is so mind-boggling, I have to watch it 3 times in a row, like in sitting. So first time I'm in shock, second time I'm still like letting it come down, and then the third time I can finally watch the movie. And that was one of the movies where I was just like that. And then for some reason, critics just went after it. They absolutely hated it. And I don't get it. Like, I know a lot of my writer friends, they love it. They thought it was one of the most brilliant movies that has ever come out in such a long time. And yeah, so that's the one that I think, for whatever reason, that I would love for people to push to go see.
Excellent. You know, it's funny. I'm glad you said that, because I haven't watched it yet, and I like Aronofsky, and it was actually the public reaction of critics that made me shy away from that one. So
Yeah, no, I mean, I thought it was the most brilliant thing. Like, I remember The Menu blew my mind when I saw it. Like, that line of the s'more, I will never forget that line. And it was so freaking good. And I felt that way watching that movie completely. It was just, I'll probably go watch it later tonight, just because it's like, to me, like, as a writer, like artist to artist, I respect you so much for pulling that off, because that is one of the hardest things that I think I've ever seen do for any type of artist creator, to create something like that. It is such deep storylines, and it all comes out from the greatest story ever told, the Bible. Like, oh yeah, like, yeah, I mean, yeah, genius. I don't know how the hell he did it, but congratulations if you're listening, Darren Aronofsky.
Well, excellent. All right, well, I guess I'll wrap us up. These 4 questions, ones are always short and sweet. All right, well, you just got to hear Matthew Domenico answer the Discover Indie Film 4 questions. If you go to the show notes, there's going to be a link to his website and his social media. You definitely want to watch his film, If I Were to Speak of War. It's just, you know, we discussed it fully in the interview podcast before this one, but it is a film made by a veteran about what it means to be a veteran. It really is what it's about. So I highly recommend people take the time to watch it. You can find it on Matthew's website. So I'm just going to do the quick exit here. You're listening to the Discover Indie Film podcast. The Discover Indie Film TV series was born out of it. So just go to discoverindiefilm.com if you want to learn more. And it's at DIFWINS on social media. The TV series is on Amazon Prime Video, so just open the Prime Video app, type in Discover Indie Film into the search field. And in season 9, you'll see If I Were to Speak of War, which amusingly comes right after season 8 that is 100% dance films. That's the one for first theme season. But of course, something uncommercial like dance film, obviously the people at Netflix would say, why didn't you do horror? But anyway. And Matthew's had official selection screenplays at both Film Invasion Los Angeles and the Sherman Oaks Film Festival, which are the two festivals that I program. So you can learn about Film Invasion Los Angeles that we hold every June if you go to filminvasionla.com, and it's at Film Invasion LA on social media. Sherman Oaks Film Festival is every November. You can learn about it if you go to shermanoaksff.com, and it's at Sherman Oaks FF on social media. And, you know, I mentioned TV High up at the top. I don't have to ramble on with all my disclaimers about it, but just go to watchtvhi.com and learn more. I don't know. I think I forgot to mention that it costs $4.20 per month, which is kind of fun. But
that was good to me.
Yeah. Matthew Domenico, thank you for taking the time, and congrats on all the great work.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Yeah, and thank you everyone for listening.